Wyoming.com.
In Wyoming, the weather doesn't ask for permission. One day it's sunshine, the next it's 37 degrees and sleeting. That's why homeowners call Branded 307 Roofing and Exteriors. From residential shingles to standing seam metal roofing and full commercial systems, they're built for the Wyoming weather. And when storms hit, we help guide you through the insurance process from start to finish. Call today for your free inspection or visit Branded307.com. Branded 307 Roofing and Exteriors, Branding Wyoming, one home at a time.
This is Brad at Prime Rate Motors. If you're looking for a trailer, we've got a great selection on the lot right now. Horse trailers, heavy-duty flatbeds, cargoes, and dump trailers. Whether you're hauling livestock, equipment, or your toys, these trailers are built for real Wyoming work. Stop by and see what just came in and find the trailer that fits your rig and your job. Prime Rate Motors at 2305 Coffin Avenue in Sheridan, or visit us online at primeratemotors.com.
Join the Sheridan Media team as we bring you all the Friday morning parade excitement beginning at 6 a.m. on SheridanMedia.com. Turn your radios to KWYO 1410 AM and 106.9 FM and catch our radio broadcast or watch it live on SheridanMedia.com. From the sizzling pancake breakfast interviews to the adrenaline-pumping sneakers and Spurs run and all the way to the rodeo parade itself, we've got you covered. Spread the word to all your friends across the country and invite them to watch the entire morning show live on SheridanMedia.com or listen on KWYO. Our parade Friday morning coverage made possible through our partners, Century 21 BHJ, First Federal Bank and Trust, Heartland Kubota, Truebill Builders, Evia Hearing and Sound, McDonald's, Farmers Co-op, Martinizing, Lee Heating and Cooling, Sheridan Memorial Hospital, and Range. Join the SheridanMedia.com team for the best live Friday morning parade coverage ever. Let's get wild Friday morning on KWYO and live on SheridanMedia.com.
This is Public Pulse, your information and conversation program. Brought to you by First Federal Bank and Trust. You can voice your opinion by calling 672-KROE. That's 672-5763. Now, your host for Public Pulse, Floyd Whiting.
Tuesday, July 7th, from the foot of the Bighorns in Wyoming's Emerald City, I'm Floyd Whiting, and this is Public Pulse. And this morning, we are joined by Habitat for Humanity of the Eastern Bighorns Executive Director, Christine Dietrich. Good morning. Welcome back to the show.
Good morning.
How are things at Habitat this summer?
Well, we already prefaced it a little bit before this conversation, and I framed it up as being very busy. Very busy, but very impactful.
Busy's good. You have a number and an amount of time that I would like you to share with folks, and that has to do with the trust out there. How many homes have you managed to build? And tell me the time frame in which you got those built.
Right. So previously, 2024, 2025, Habitat was primarily focused on our traditional Habitat model, which everyone should be familiar with. If not, sounds like we need to have a one-on-one conversation. Can share more. And we were building four homes a year on average. Through the establishment of the Housing Land Trust and construction getting underway there, we will have, in the span of a year and a half, completed between our traditional homeownership project in Ranchester and the Housing Land Trust 37 homes. So between the span of even August, when we had our first land trust homeowners, to today, there's only three homes left for sale out of the 30. So when I say it's been a busy summer, it's a very true, accurate statement.
Yeah.
A lot has been going on.
And it's incredible the amount of homes that have sold out there in that short amount of time. Not just the building, which is amazing in itself, but the amount that have been sold. And I think it's, you know, a direct reflection of how much of a crisis, housing crisis, that we're actually in. We're hesitant to use the word crisis, but would you say Sheridan is in a housing crisis?
I would absolutely say that. And I wouldn't be the only one. When you talk to other housing agencies across the state, regionally, nationally, we are not unique in the fact that we are facing a housing shortage, a housing crisis in our community. Sheridan has certainly different aspects that are unique with our just our demographic and with our housing prices and pricing out a lot of individuals that previously could have had access to a home. So our numbers are a lot higher here, I believe. Housing, though, has kind of compounded over the years. We've been talking about housing in Sheridan County for years and years, and there's been a lot of different efforts and actions taken to address housing at different levels, but it hasn't been enough. And so, like I said, I believe it's just compounded over time to now here we are. And of course, it was aggravated by COVID. Mm-hmm. That definitely influenced and elevated that, and we're still feeling the effects of that. But I think it also depends on what the community needs and wants to see. Where does the community of Sheridan see itself going? What is important to us? Is housing important to us? But I do think that the conversations I've had with other folks do stress that housing is important to us. When you look at workforce housing and employers not being able to recruit or retain employees, that's having a real impact on some of our businesses here locally.
Yeah. Yeah, and I think that's a good way to look at it, is the effects on the businesses. I can't get anybody to come in and work, and because there's not enough people here to get it done. So I really, really appreciate your efforts. I know it's been trying at times, but you guys sure made it happen, and we really appreciate you for it. Now, let's go to something pretty fun. I don't think I'm telling stories out of school if I say that this is your favorite event of the year, right?
Yes. Every time I come on Public Pulse and talk about Wolf Creek, I think you can probably see it all over my face.
Yeah.
Yes.
You like this one.
So much
Wolf
fun.
Wolf Creek Wrangle. Now, for those who don't know what it is, what is the Wolf Creek Wrangle and how did it get started?
So the Wolf Creek Wrangle is a series of trail running events hosted by Eaton's Ranch, the oldest operating dude ranch in the United States. So beautiful place, lots of history. And we have the privilege of being able to access those trails once a year. The Wolf Creek Wrangle started in 2008. The executive director at the time was very passionate about running. And so she's actually the one who established the partnership with Eaton's Ranch. And it started with just one 10-mile trail run is how the event started. And it's just kind of grown and changed over time. So we do have a 5-mile, a 7-mile, and a half marathon event. We did try for the last maybe 4 years an 18-mile course, but we're removing that this year and just focusing our efforts on the 5-mile, 7-mile, and half marathon event.
Why did you remove it? Just out of curiosity.
So removed it because, and this may be news to you, but I did put out a video announcement to our followers on Facebook and Instagram, but this is more than likely the last year of the Wolf Creek Wrangle. So it will be a very emotional day, I'm sure, for me and for anyone else who have been Wolf Creek regulars and come out and ran the trails every single year. We have a very dedicated running pack out there. So, but you know, every fundraiser event runs its course. And like I said, this race has started in 2008. So it's been a long time. And it is a lot of work. It's months and months, probably about 6 months of work. So I think folks don't realize that for some events like this, just behind the scenes, your start to finish, it's 6 months of work behind the scenes to get this event off the ground.
Yeah.
And as I've already spoken on the first part of the show, our housing efforts have just exploded. And so our efforts have been more there. And fundraising events will always be important. But it's harder and harder to focus on those and have the time needed to make those events really still shine and work well when there's all this other great work happening at the same time.
So essentially, and correct me if I'm wrong, but what I'm hearing is the effort into the Wolf Creek Wrangle can be placed somewhere else to benefit habitat more.
Right, right. And it's such a hard call, and this wasn't a call that we made lightly. This has been, again, behind the scenes conversations, even before last year's event. You know, how much longer can we sustain this event? And you know, lots of conversations with my team, conversation with Jeff out at the ranch. And I feel good about the decision that we made, even though it was a really tough decision to make. So we're going to make it a really great last hurrah.
I like that. Going out with a bang. So when and where? Well, we already know where, but when will this year's, and I hate to say it, last Wolf Creek Wrangle be?
I know. So it will be September 19th. Packet pickup will be the 18th. It's always the night before. There's been several changes with the event this year. We used to always do packet pickup at Luminous, which is no longer. So we will be doing packet pickup out at Habitat in the parking lot by the restore. So packet pickup will be 4 to 7 on September 18th at 44 Ford Road. And then race day will be September 19th.
What made this different from other trail runs? There's a lot of trail runs that popped up, but the Wolf Creek Wrangle was very special, not just for its efforts and what it was raising money for, but there was something very specific about it.
I think there's quite a few things. I think the main things that separate it from other trail runs is, one, the location. Like I said, this is the oldest operating dude ranch in the United States. They open it once a year to the public for this event. And because of that, the second part of that would be that these trails are very challenging. They are not groomed. They usually see the foot traffic of cows, horses, bears, wildlife, not necessarily human foot traffic. So these trails are pretty technical and pretty challenging, and there are many trails that intersect and cross over with each other, so that can throw you off if you're navigationally challenged. So it's a very unique place, a very beautiful place. Not a lot of people get to experience that area and just the history that surrounds that area. Plus, it's incredibly challenging, and I don't say that lightly. I say that from experience. As having ran these courses before, I say that out of experience as a trail runner myself and having ran numerous courses all the way up through 32-mile races, several of those. The half marathon event of the Wolf Creek Wrangle is the hardest half marathon I've ever done in my 10 years of running or so, maybe 10 plus years of running. I would rather run the 18-mile Bighorn than the half marathon at Eaton's. but also, you know, when you think of other trail runs, they're well supported, and there's nutrition, and you're essentially kind of, I don't want to say pampered, but
you're taken care of.
You are taken care of, and not that we don't take care of you, but Jeff has always said it's not a trail run if it's not hard.
Yeah.
So the whole point is to get lost out there. The whole point is to survive and to get yourself through it out of your own accord. So there is limited nutrition, and you do have to pack in your own water. So it makes it a little more challenging. It's a true, when you think of the Wild West and Wyoming and cowboy tough and all of that terminology, it's all kind of infiltrated into this race. So
a little more raw than others.
Yes. So, but I also say then when you cross the finish line, you've earned bragging rights for life.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So you find out a little bit more who you are when you come out and run the Wolf Creek Wrangle and what you're made of.
Learning that this is probably the last one has kind of changed my direction in thinking here. Looking back over the years, Christine, and you've run this every year or just the last 10?
No. So I've been the race director for 12 years. Before that, I ran the race courses myself before working at Habitat. Now that I'm in charge of managing the event, it's not possible for me to run those trails. Yeah. But I do mark the trails, so I get to go hike them every year. So I get that experience.
What's one of your favorite memories over the years
Oh my goodness. I have so many. I don't know if I could pinpoint them. One of my favorite, maybe not memories, but my favorite things about this event is just meeting new people who become friends every year. People from all over, not just locals who run it every year, but folks who come from Washington or Tennessee or California. And we have people who come from all across the nation who run this. And I just love talking to them while they're finishing up their race. Once they've recovered and learning what they thought, I love talking to their families who are cheering them and on while they're out there surviving. I just love getting to meet people and just hear about their experiences. The energy and camaraderie that you experience in a trail running event is unlike anything I think you'll ever experience. So even if you're not a runner, if you volunteer at any trail running event, you'll experience the same level of camaraderie, and it's like riding a wave. You're just so happy because you're also experiencing it through their eyes too. You can see, you know, how just that look of, well, maybe relief, but also
once they're done,
but also, you know, the pride that they have in having finished it and the accomplishment that they've achieved, and hearing about their scrapes and scuffles and getting lost and things like that. It's just so much fun. So I don't know that I can pinpoint a certain memory, but I just love meeting people from all over who get to experience this, and then I get to hear about how their couple of hours went out on the trail.
And the condition that their legs are in, I would imagine.
Their entire body. We haven't had any significant injuries, but I have seen some blood, some scrapes and things, head to toe.
Yeah.
So.
Now, do you have sponsors and volunteers all lined out, or could you always use more?
We're actively seeking sponsors right now. Okay. Currently, we still have our longstanding sponsors, including Sheridan Media. So thank you so much. Fremont Toyota and Sheridan Travel and Tourism, First Federal Bank and Trust. But other than that, we're actively recruiting sponsors right now. And sponsors really make this event happen. So the experience that we're able to provide to our trail runners really depends on the generosity of our local businesses. So give us a call. Give me a call. Would love to highlight you for the Wolf Creek Wrangle. But we do also rely on volunteers. And we've had significant volunteer support from Search and Rescue.
Oh,
amazing.
Wow,
yeah. Amazing to have them out there. I couldn't do it without them.
It would make me feel better with this.
Oh, my God. Yes. Yes. And Sheridan College nursing students, which should also make you feel better because they host a kind of a first aid tent at the finish. So so those are our big volunteer partners. But we also rely on Habitat homeowners, our staff, and our board to make it all happen. But could always, always use more volunteers.
How has this event benefited Habitat over the years?
It has grown to be a major event for us. So that's why I said making the decision to call it was not taken lightly. And we do have plans to replace those funds through a different event. And I'll be happy to come back and share more about that later.
Yeah.
But it has grown to be a major fundraiser. But the other intent of this event is just to raise awareness of Habitat for Humanity, the work that we do. But even if you're not local, hopefully they're taking that back to their other communities and getting involved in their local habitat as a volunteer or a donor, and just having that trickle effect of helping others.
Yeah, I think awareness is probably one of the best benefits you got out of this, especially for getting people from all over the nation, which it sounds like you were, and it's heartbreaking that those folks will have to find another event, but I'm looking forward to hearing what you're going to replace this with in the future. One more time, Christine, could you tell people how they could register to be a part of this final Wolf Creek Wrangle?
Yes, you can register at runwolfcreekwrangle.com.
And remember, folks, you've got a pickup at the Habitat building. That's going to be 4 to 7 on September 18th, correct?
Yes.
All right. On that, we're going to have more with Habitat of the Eastern Bighorns in just a moment. You're listening to Public Pulse on 930 KROE and 103.9 FM. Sheridan.
Federal Bank and Trust is launching a community commitment match to support our local fire districts by donating $35,000.
Plus, a Wyoming Community Foundation donor advised fund is matching that amount, and now we're asking the community to help us match an additional $35,000. Sheridan County, let's help fund our local fire districts who protect us every day.
Scan the QR codes in any branch office, check our ad in this week's Country Bounty, or drop off a check at our full-service location at 671 Illinois Street. First Federal Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
Sheridan Farmers Market is back for another great season at Whitney Commons Park. You'll find local produce, meat, eggs, coffee, baked goods, and outstanding locally handcrafted items this Thursday and every Thursday from 5 to 7 p.m. through September 10th. See the best our hardworking local producers have to offer at the Sheridan Farmers Market, Thursday evenings in Whitney Commons Park. Sponsored in part by Sheridan Media. And remember, please leave your pets at home.
Want to know what's going on Rodeo Week? Well, check out SheridanMedia.com and go to the Everything Rodeo page presented by Range. You'll see a schedule of activities for the week, entertainment, video interviews, photo galleries, as well as pictures and videos from last year. Keep going back because we'll be adding more pictures, videos, and activities every day. So when you want to know what's happening Rodeo Week, go to the Everything Rodeo page on SheridanMedia.com. Presented by Range. Live your West life. Official technology sponsor of the Sheridan Wild Rodeo.
When it comes to imaging, not all technology is the same. At Sheridan Memorial Hospital, we use some of the most advanced imaging technology in the state, delivering sharper images and faster answers. From a state-of-the-art 3T MRI to advanced CT and X-ray, our technology helps your provider see more and act sooner. Walk in or schedule at Same Day Health and Imaging on Sugarland Drive, open 7 days a week, or visit the outpatient center next to the hospital. For more information, call 672-1000 or visit SheridanHospital.org.
Join the Sheridan Media team as we bring you all the Friday morning parade excitement beginning at 6 a.m. on SheridanMedia.com. Turn your radios to KWIO, 1410 AM and 106.9 FM, and catch our radio broadcast or watch it live on SheridanMedia.com. From the sizzling pancake breakfast interviews to the adrenaline-pumping sneakers and Spurs run, and all the way to the rodeo parade itself, we've got you covered. Spread the word to all your friends across the country and invite them to watch the entire morning show live on SheridanMedia.com or listen on KWIO. Our parade Friday morning coverage made possible through our partners, Century 21 BHJ, First Federal Bank and Trust, Heartland Kubota, Truebill Builders, Evia Hearing and Sound, McDonald's, Farmers Co-op, Martinizing, Lee Heating and Cooling, Sheridan Memorial Hospital, and Range. Join the SheridanMedia.com team for the best live Friday morning parade coverage ever. Let's get wild Friday morning on KWIO and live on SheridanMedia.com.
Good morning and welcome back to Public Pulse. I'm Floyd Whiting. This morning, we're sitting with Habitat for Humanity of the Eastern Bighorns Executive Director, Christine Dietrich. The 7th Annual Wyo Gives, hosted by the Wyoming Nonprofit Network, is a statewide 24-hour online day of giving. It supports the many nonprofits working to strengthen communities throughout the Cowboy State. Christine, has Habitat for Humanity of the Eastern Bighorns participated in this event every year? Because I don't think a lot of people know about it. I mean, it's 7 years old, but I do still have people that say, why, oh, what? You know, and
right.
But you've been around from the beginning, correct?
Not from the beginning. I think this might be our fifth year of participating. I can't recall. And we've tried to do things a little differently every year. This year, we're primarily focused on just getting the word out that we're participating and securing some matching sponsors. Last year, I tried to do something fun because I was celebrating a milestone birthday, which I'm not going to share publicly what that was. and I was also training for some big races. So I...
The big 3-0, right?
Yes. 30 forever. And so I went out and I ran a mile. I did some bonus miles every hour on the hour from 5 a.m. to 5 p.m. for 12 hours and invited people to come join me and raise money for Wild Gifts that way. I am not training for any races this year, so I am not committing to doing that this year. I would probably die.
How did it feel when you did do it? Was it pretty exhausting?
I was, when 2 o'clock came around, I was really, really tired. And I have to be honest with you, I was hoping no one would show up so that I could just not run. But I did have folks show up. I had some really good friends of mine show up. And that was actually my fastest mile of the day.
They lifted you up. That's
they're
great.
Pretty fast.
That's great.
And I stayed out there. And since it was my birthday, then I went to dinner afterwards. It was a very long day. So when I say bonus miles, I think I did 16 miles instead of the 12 that I was counting on doing. 12 hours out on the track on your feet kind of takes it out of you.
Yeah, I would imagine.
But it was fun. It was really fun not doing that this year, but still hope people support it.
Really unique way to kind of get out there and participate in Wild Gifts, but at the same time make it kind of habitat zone. But again, a heck of an effort, my friend.
Yes. Don't know if I'll do that again.
How are you going to participate this year?
So like I said, we're primarily focused on a social media campaign. So we're just trying to get the word out there that we have a match from First Federal Bank and Trust, which is awesome. Our goal is to raise $10,000. Of course, we would love to raise more than that. Every dollar helps us in our efforts to build homes here in Sheridan. So we're focused on our traditional habitat model for funds this year. But of course, we honor any donor's request. So if a donor wants to specifically support the Weston Village Housing Land Trust project, or if they specifically want to support the home repair program, or if they want to support our newly established, and I say newly because it's only been a year, endowment fund, then they can do that and invest in the long-term success of Habitat. So we'll honor any donor's request, but we're just seeking any and all support from the community to help us in our sustaining our building efforts of 30 plus homes a year.
Could you give me a quick summary on that endowment and what it's used for?
Yes. So our endowment fund is set up through the Sheridan Community Foundation, which is a newer foundation and local foundation, which is great. And so we invested $30,000 of our own unsecured, unrestricted funds into an endowment fund as kind of seed for that account. We would like to grow that to $100,000, but our efforts have been focused in other areas such as the land trust. So that was just intended to support Habitat in the long term. As that fund continues to grow, we'll be able to take the return on that, which is 5% annually, and just invest it back into whatever the need is for that year, whether it's a land trust project, a Habitat traditional project, a home repair project. It'll just continue to feed that and sustain Habitat in the long term. Mm-hmm. Habitat's been around for 32 years. We'd like it to be around for 32 plus more years. And yeah, the establishment of an endowment fund will be able to help us accomplish that.
That's a great movement with the money. I mean, to look way into the future, plant those trees now. A lot of folks out there want to help, but as you know how things are, times are tough. Certain prices are getting kind of crazy. But how does the small donation make a big impact?
I love the smaller donations, and I know that sounds funny, but any donation compounds, right? But also the relationships that you can build with your donors can compound as well. Some of our larger donors started off as small donors. And so I love having conversations with our smaller donors just to learn about them, learn about what's important to them, learn about their story. And when you show genuine interest in people without making an ask, you're having an impact too, whether you know it or not, whether you see it or not, for a year, 5 years, 10 years, you're having an impact that can eventually really transform Habitat specifically in ways you couldn't even imagine. So those small donations do matter. They do count. The relationships that are tied into that matter.
And you can really tell that those smaller ones come directly from the heart.
Yes.
Not that the big ones don't. I don't want to poo-poo anybody making these huge donations to make a big difference. Really do appreciate that. But for someone to be kind of scraping by on their own,
you know,
dig down and give what they can when they can.
It's a commitment. Wow. It shows what they care about and what they're passionate about. So I appreciate it.
How does somebody participate this year?
Well, you can go online. Go online to our website, and we have links there that'll take you directly to Wild Gives. So go to SheridanHabitat.org. We'll have Wild Gives information right there on the homepage. You have to start giving early in order to be eligible for the huge charitable match. So set your alarm clocks and make your contributions. And there's so many nonprofits participating. So we hope that if Habitat is pulling at your heartstrings, that you support us on that day.
I'm running out of time with you, my friend. I took the first part a little long. I apologize.
That's okay.
I want to thank you so much for coming in and speaking with me. It's always a pleasure to see you. And I hope the big Wolf Creek wrangle goes off without hitch this year.
Yes, appreciate it. Thank you.
All right. When we come back, we're going to speak with Whitney Benefits. You're listening to Public Pulse on 930 KROE and 103.9 FM. Sheridan.
Sheridan Wild Rodeo, one of the biggest events in Sheridan.
Time for family, friends, and visitors from all over the world to come home.
The First Federal Bank and Trust family would like to extend a big welcome home to everyone.
First Federal is a trusted local bank committed to our community, sponsoring the nightly Indian Relay races and helping bring you live coverage of the Friday morning live stream and broadcast on SheridanMedia.com. So welcome home from the First Federal Bank and Trust family, a true community bank member FDIC.
Are you a polo person? Need your own land, your own hay, your own water rights and irrigation system in a developed producing hay meadow, complete with a nice four-bedroom home, all on 134 acres, near the Polo out on Mead Creek Road? Well, then contact Wendy Greener today at Clark Land Brokers, because places like this are getting hard to find. So if your dream is a place where horses, hay, and land are simply a part of everyday life, then this just could be it. Contact Wendy Greener today at ClarkLandBrokers.com and ask about 29 Mead Creek Road.
The media attacks him. The insiders attack him. The political establishment attacks him. Why? Because Chuck Gray gets results. Chuck Gray stood with President Trump and fought to keep President Trump on the ballot. And he defended election integrity, requiring proof of citizenship to vote. Chuck stopped a massive foreign-owned wind project from taking over Wyoming land. And stopped China, because Chuck Gray will always take the fight to America's enemies. In Congress, Chuck will protect girls' sports, take on the woke agenda, and stand with President Trump. President Trump noticed Chuck Gray's America First work.
Chuck Gray. Great job, Chuck.
The attacks are fake. Chuck Gray is fighting for Wyoming values, Wyoming families, and Wyoming's future. Wyoming doesn't back down, and neither does Chuck Gray.
I'm Chuck Gray, candidate for Congress, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Citizens for Chuck Gray.
This is the captain at Captain Clean. Do you have a giant mess you need cleaned up? Did you just build a house or building and can't tackle the amount of unforeseen sheetrock dust? Call our team at Captain Clean and let our experts take over. From post-construction cleanups to sewer backups, there is rarely a mess too big for us to tackle. Call Captain Clean today, 672-0726. Affordable choices for healthy living.
We clean more for you. We're Captain Clean.
The Sheridan Wild Rodeo is back in full swing, and for many of us,
this isn't our first rodeo. Law enforcement is saddling up for another wild rodeo and ready to ride our local streets to enforce impaired driving laws.
Whether you're attending the street dances, rodeo, polo matches, or parade,
make wise choices, drink responsibly, establish a designated driver,
or arrange for a ride to and from activities.
As we all get back on the wild rodeo horse,
make sure the ride is on your terms
and not ours.
Good morning and welcome back to Public Pulse, proudly brought to you by our friends out there at First Federal Bank and Trust. I'm Floyd Whiting, and for a second part this morning, we are joined by Whitney Benefits Executive Director Aaron Kilbright and Student Loan Administrator Jennifer DeStefano. Did I say that name correctly?
Yeah.
I like saying that name. That's a fun name to say.
It's very fun.
Good morning, ladies. Welcome back, both of you. Always a pleasure seeing you. Aaron, how are things at Whitney Benefits this summer?
They're excellent. We love summertime. Not only does it bring on busy loan season, but it brings on busy Whitney Commons season.
Yeah. Oh my goodness.
We are packed full this summer at Whitney Commons. Lots of events happening, and obviously our new playground, which brings, two or three times the amount of people to the park, which is great. We love it.
Give me a quick summary of what that little playground is.
Yeah. So we, started construction about a year ago, and we finished in September last year, September 25. And we basically took the whole East Park. It was green grass, barely used. And we decided to just build this big playground. And it was custom. Most of it was custom playground equipment that we ordered. And we wanted it to have a theme of Sheridan. So it has a railroad, has the river running through it, and lots of climbing opportunities for children, a big buffalo. I think the things I hear most are, it's so exciting and it's so fun. Multiple age groups can play on it. The zip line, I don't know, I've seen older adults even on that zip line.
Yeah, I better stay away from there because I'll hit that zip line pretty quick.
It's cool.
It's pretty very, cool. Very cool. It's been a great addition.
That's fantastic. And who doesn't love a new playground in town? There should always be more. Now, when you said busy loan season. So I'm going to ask, is now the busy loan season?
Yeah, it's been quite steady actually this year. I think we have actually had more new loan applications this year than we have in years past.
Wow.
We typically have two seasons of loan applications. So we kind of do the incoming group and then we have the second half of the year. So like for now, this is the student loan application season for students that are going to be attending either starting this summer or starting in fall of 2026. So I opened that up on April the 1st. And I want to say at this point in time, we have probably approved 40 new loans,
wow,
which is quite unprecedented for us at this time of the year. So it's been steady, and then it'll actually pick up a lot more as we get towards the end of July and then in August, and then we end that application period October 1st.
Jennifer, you've been doing this for a while. Why do you think there's such an increase in loan applications this year?
School is so expensive. There doesn't seem to be any decrease in the cost of sending somebody to get any kind of an education. And so I think that people are looking forward and they're planning more about how they're going to pay for school.
Yeah.
And because we are an interest-free loan program, people are looking at that information. I mean, they want to save money where they can.
And so you think
people are planning.
Do you feel that more local students are applying? Or
yes.
Is this, it is?
Yes, yes. And actually only people that are... It is only open to students that live in Sheridan, that have graduated from Sheridan or Johnson County High Schools or have been a long-term resident. And for us, a long-term resident is 4 years long, or is 4 years, living in one of our two counties for 4 years. So one of the great things I think about our loan program is that if you graduate from Sheridan High School or Buffalo High School, you go off, do your thing, you could come back when you're 50 years old and reapply for an additional student loan with us.
Have you seen a lot of non-traditional students?
Yeah, we see a lot of non-traditional students. We do a lot of graduate school loans, actually. So, and a lot of those kids, maybe they're continuing on right away after they get their bachelor's degree, but we get a lot of educators that go back to get their master's degree later on, and that's pretty cool.
Yeah, absolutely it is. And it's fantastic to see that even the educators themselves are like, you know what, I'm heading over to Whitney.
Well, and yeah, one of the great things about that, too, is that, education has just changed. Thanks to COVID, things changed a lot. And so we have actually changed a lot. We have to be able to help students however we can. And we deal with a lot of our student loan applications on a case-by-case basis because they are unique.
But education is not the same as it used to be. Not everybody attends in person. So, you know, you can get your master's degree all online. You can get the good majority of a bachelor's degree online.
So. Yeah. And it's incredible to think. I think it was 2002. I attended my first online class and it was all message boards. Mm-hmm. That's all it was, you know, and sending mm-hmm. documents and then just basically commenting and waiting 2 or 3 days yeah. to go back and see if anyone commented on your comment.
Yeah. And even even when you're in person, a lot of your classes might not be in person. So yeah. it's very, very different than it used to be.
My wife got a certification all remote from the kitchen table. Yep. She'd get home from work every night. I don't know how many notebooks she filled full of notes. She's a better note taker than I am. But right there from Sheridan College, she buckled down and she got it done. And it was absolutely impressive to see. I think she did have to go and attend at least one class in a building. But yeah, mostly all remote.
Yeah,
you don't have to be in the town anymore.
No. And we strive, you know, through Whitney, we strive to be able to help people however we can and accommodate people. And it's pretty great. It's pretty, yeah. pretty rewarding being able to help all these students with whatever they choose to do, whether it be academic or vocational. And that's something also that's unique is that, you know, you can, you know, whether you're going to, you know, get an associate's degree, a bachelor's degree, a master's degree, or a vocational degree, you can apply for a loan from Whitney. So we've had, you know, you traditional students, but we've also had cosmetology. We've had welding. Mm. We've had, who else that's been really, jewelry design.
Oh, wow.
We had somebody who recently, she's gone to school to get a certificate in jewelry design.
When we talk vocational schools, mm-hmm. because I see a lot of individuals, you know, doing a lot better than white collar jobs. You got yes. the blue collar plumber,
absolutely.
You got electricians, you got welders, mm-hmm. individuals that are just making a killing right now mm-hmm. with the way that the world's kind of going forward. I got yep. a brother who's a plumber. He got out, started another job, and now he's like, I think I'm going to go back to plumbing.
Right.
Because, wow, all of these can be done with a loan from
correct.
Whitney Benefits.
Correct. If they are a full-time student and they're going to be receiving a certificate of some sort when they're done with the program. So like the girl that's, she traveled to Tennessee to receive this degree in goldsmithing, I think it is actually, the certificate in goldsmithing, not a degree, but, you know, she's full-time immersed in this program for 4 months, you know, so she qualified to apply for a loan and receive a loan from us.
That's fantastic.
It is, absolutely.
And you have had, like you said, kind of unprecedented numbers, but we want to get more.
Correct.
What is the window to apply?
So for right now, the window to apply, it started April 1st and it goes until October 1st. And then for the next season of loans, we'll start that again on November 1st and it'll go until March the 1st.
And you see a lot of non-traditional students.
We do.
Who are trying to improve the situation. Mm-hmm. Or maybe they're saying, you know what, if not now, when?
Exactly. And a lot of those non-traditional students, I mean, we do get a lot of nursing students that are attending Sheridan College that apply for a loan with us. But a lot of those non-traditional students are mostly going to graduate school.
Mm.
Continuing on.
Mm-hmm. Boy, yeah. I'd love to see them. Nurse practitioner, I think that's like. Yeah. Usually people say it's right under a doctor.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we actually have. I have a student right now. She's fantastic. She's going to NP school through the program at UW.
I really love dealing with nurse practitioners because they kind of seem like the more common folk. They're like,
you
know.
They get it. They started at the bottom and they worked their way up.
Now, is there any other kind of educational program that we haven't discussed that they could apply for a loan for?
So through Whitney, we have Whitney Commons and then we do some grants and we work very closely with Sheridan College. But as far as student programs, our loan program is the only thing we have available. So it's pretty busy and pretty involved.
You know, it has to be a accredited school. Mm-hmm. They have to be full time. So again, we're willing to look at anything, but it would have to be, you know, a postgraduate mm-hmm. accredited type school, and they have to be full time.
And so if an individual doesn't really know if they are, they bring this to you, you're able to check all of this out.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Yep. We've really streamlined over the years our application process. When I first started working at Whitney, we used to require students would come in for a little pre-interview before they applied. And then we would give them a paper application that was pretty cumbersome to fill out, and then come in and sign all the paperwork. And throughout the years, we've streamlined that so that now our application is all online. We're able to get through it pretty quickly. We do have some requirements. You know, we have an income limit for the student and their co-borrowers for undergraduate and vocational students, and for graduate students. And then we require transcripts. They have to graduate from high school and or college with a certain GPA. And then they do have to maintain, you know, not only that full-time status while they're in school, but they have to be in good standing or maintain a certain GPA while they're attending school to receive funds from us every semester or term. But like I said, everything is online now. We've got this really slick program that we use called Cognito that's been fantastic over the last year to create documents and things like that. We have students that, and then we do usually require people to come into the office to sign their loan paperwork once they're approved.
At least get one face to
face.
Right?
It's great. It's great. You know, but you know, as it goes, sometimes that's not always capable. So we have to do things through power of attorney, but it's pretty awesome. It's pretty awesome.
Now, when it comes to documents that somebody should kind of be getting together, you said, you know, like transcripts, any degrees that they might have. Is there anything else that we might want to gather up before we get to work?
Well, when you submit that application, it's going to require you to have any transcripts from any schools that you have attended sent directly to us. So we do require official high school and college transcripts. We do require proof of enrollment to be attached to that loan application. And that could be their approval letter that they're going to school, or it could be their class schedule, which we will need before we give them any money. And then we do require taxes for the previous year. So unlike the FAFSA or that that federal aid form, we require the taxes for the last year. So like this year, we're requiring the 2025 taxes. And we just require taxes to be turned in when the student and their co-borrowers apply.
You keep saying co-borrower. So why are co-borrowers required, and who can serve in that role?
Well, we really don't put a limit on who somebody's co-borrower can be. You know, we need to be flexible with that. Not everybody has the traditional mom and dad that are able or willing to sign on their loan. We typically require somebody to have two co-borrowers on their loan, and that is just our guarantee. We just feel that, I mean, this is serious. I mean, we're loaning you money. We would like to be able to get paid back so that we can continue to loan money to students in the future. So we require two co-borrowers. For most students, there are a couple of exceptions to that that we just deal with on a case-by-case basis. But yeah.
Okay. Now, it can be, let's say, like a friend in good standing.
Absolutely. If a friend is willing to co-sign for you, absolutely. We have grandparents, we have aunts, uncles, we have siblings. We run credit reports as well. And we do reserve the right to request additional co-borrowers, you know, so somebody might have three.
Yeah.
You know, it just depends on the student.
And you said, you know, love to get that money back eventually, guys. So,
and you know, Floyd, we have a very low delinquency rate. We are typically below 1% every
Incredible.
Month. Yeah. Yeah. So we don't have a problem with that, knock on wood.
Yeah.
Right now.
I gotcha. When do students start repaying that loan?
6 months after they graduate, or immediately if they leave school.
Okay.
So if you drop out, you start repayment right away. If you graduate, you get a 6 month grace period before you have to start repayment.
Now, you deal with students or potential students all of the time. What advice would you give to students who think that they may not qualify? Someone might be out there going, you know, I'm probably not going to meet these requirements.
You never know until you ask. And I always urge people to get started sooner than later. I feel bad for my own children because we have always started that process, you know, planning for school fairly early, you know, not just traditionally the beginning of your senior year. It always amazes me when, you know, it's July and or the end of August, and I literally have had kids stop in the office and they're like, oh, I'm headed to Laramie right now. I need to apply for a loan.
Oh,
and
my goodness.
Yeah. Yeah.
I would say just one thing, too, is, you know, we're a community organization. We have office hours all week long, 7:30 to 5:00. Fridays, we do close a little bit early, but I would say communication. Like, we want people to come ask questions. Mm-hmm. We want people, if you need to pop in or call, please do. And then I would say we try to work with everyone as long as they communicate with us.
Mm-hmm.
Just be open and honest and transparent with us and what's going on. You know, if you're having difficulty making a payment for a month or two, let us know. Be open with us and communicate with us. That's the biggest thing I think mm-hmm. we promote and would like to see. We're community-minded people. Mm-hmm. We're a community-minded organization, and we want to help as best we can.
If you don't think you qualify, then call and ask us. Yeah. We will see if we can figure out how to make it work for you if you don't think you can apply.
And there's a lot of information on your website.
Yes.
I always take a peek at that before you come in because, man, there's a lot to it. Even the brochure that mm-hmm. you guys sent me. There's a lot to that. Yes. How can somebody find that?
Just on our website, whitneybenefits.org. Stop by our office. I like to think that we have really streamlined our loan program to make it pretty simple, pretty black and white. You know, I mean, when people come in for their loan closing, I'm like, I go through the loan documents with them, but I like to say, you know, this is the deal. You're borrowing money. You're going to school. You're going to get good grades. You're going to graduate, and then you're going to pay it back. You know, I mean, that's the gist of it, really.
Yeah, but yeah, our websites should be very user-friendly. It's alive and well, and we encourage you to go there for anything, even if you want to see what's going on at Whitney Commons and our loan program.
There is a ton of information on there, but I don't think that it's too overwhelming. There's information that doesn't just apply necessarily to Whitney. There's some information on there about what to do after, you know, do you need some help figuring out what to do when you graduate from high school or from college? Do you need help figuring out where to go? Do you need help figuring out how to pay for it? So, you know, we've attached some of those documents and that information is readily available. And the other thing I like to let people know is that pay attention to those emails and newsletters that you're getting from your local high schools. Our local high schools in Sheridan and Johnson County do a great job presenting information and putting it out there. And I know that it's really easy to be like, you know, to see another email coming through
from junk mail.
But it's not, you know, I mean, it's, you know, your kid is going to be preparing for school before you know it. And you can't start helping them plan for that soon enough. You know, so reach out to those people that are at your local high schools also for help. I mean, that's what they're there for. You know, Sheridan High School has the College Connection Center. They do a great job. They have a great website with tons of information about scholarships and, you know, grants you can apply for and different events that are going to be hosted at the high school. So take advantage of it. If you don't take advantage of it and you don't pay attention to that information, then that's on you.
It passes you by.
That's
ladies,
right.
Thank you so much for coming in this morning and speaking with me. It's always a pleasure seeing you, and I hope to see you both very soon.
Thank you.
Let's get you scheduled before you leave.
That's right.
And one more time, just say the website.
WhitneyBenefits.org.
Okay, fantastic. You've been listening to Public Pulse on 930 KROE and 103.9 FM. Sheridan.
Maren, everyone keeps asking, are rates ever going to help buyers?
Actually, yes. I'm Maren Borsheim.
And I'm Nicole Pierce with First Federal Bank and Trust.
Our mortgage rate relief program may lower your mortgage rate up to 1.5% below the current market rate with a 30-year fixed rate mortgage.
That can make a big difference in monthly payments.
If you're buying your primary home, you may qualify.
Funds are limited, so call us today or visit efirstfederal.bank.
First Federal Bank and Trust. Let's get you into your home. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
I'm your digital pro, Kim Commando. You're listening to News Talk 930 KROE.